ISIL's caliphate was crushed long ago. But that's not the end of their story. From the wreckage of their quasi-state in Iraq and Syria has emerged a new reality. Affiliates around the world staging attacks and creating conflicts. So what does ISIL 2.0 look like? And how does a defeated fighting group become such a threat from Afghanistan to Africa? ISIL, or Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant, has changed form dramatically over the years. From its original base in mid-Iraq, ISIL grew rapidly as it won one battle after another. And at one stage, the group controlled an area of Iraq and Syria the size of the United Kingdom. It had the trappings of an organized state, and the combined might of several military powers was needed before the last ISIL strongpoint fell in Syria in 2019. Now, ISIL's presence is distributed in hotspots around the world, its fighters recruited locally, and its successes more limited, but still significant. You've probably heard of ISIL in Afghanistan. It's been carrying out regular attacks, none bigger than the Kabul airport bombing, and poses the biggest security threat to the Taliban government. The Taliban itself went from insurgent group to ruling the country in the space of a few weeks, after a lightning takeover in August. With no more official military presence there, ISIL recruiters no longer have the draw of international struggle as a recruitment tool, and ISIL's mission has been weakened in some ways by the establishment of an alternative caliphate, the Taliban's Islamic Emirate in Afghanistan. ISIL recruiters now resort to financial payouts, and their ultimate aims seem unclear to many Afghans who are exhausted by decades of war. Away from Afghanistan, some of the biggest inroads by ISIL and its affiliated groups have been in the Sahel and sub-Saharan Africa. Weak government control, made worse by vast distances, remote, harsh terrain, and heavy-handed security forces, have been rich ground for ISIL recruitment. The most successful of these affiliates have been in northeast Nigeria, the home of ISWAP, or Islamic State in Western Africa province. After overpowering its sister group Boko Haram, ISWAP is now acting as an alternative government in some places, recruiting locally, exacting punishment, and levying taxes in exchange for protection from bandits. Niger, situated between Mali, Libya, Nigeria, Burkina Faso, and Chad, is well placed to act as a nexus for weapon smuggling to the various armed groups. Churches in Burkina Faso have been attacked and burnt down. Attacks in Chad have increased in frequency, where desertification has devastated livelihoods and ISIL affiliates attempt to assert control. These groups are not just operating in the northwest of the continent. Islamic State's Central African province has been increasingly active in the DRC and especially in Mozambique, in the oil-rich north of the country. Again, disaffected local populations have been co-opted. Very little of Mozambique's oil and gas wealth has trickled down to the towns and villages that surround the facilities. Hundreds of people have been killed and hundreds of thousands displaced by the fighting between ISIL affiliates and government forces. From Iraq and Syria to Afghanistan, Nigeria, Mozambique and beyond, ISIL groups have been able to take advantage of marginalized populations, weak government control and a heavy-handed security presence. This has made recruitment from the local population easier, ISIL ruthlessly stamping its authority to sway the opinions of dissenters. Clumsy government attempts to take back control have often made the situation worse, alienating the local population and cementing ISIL's influence. In the case of Mozambique, it took the deployment of foreign troops from Rwanda and southern African nations to wrest back control. ISIL's successes may not be on the same scale as their doomed caliphate, but they are starting to add up. And in Africa, they represent a real threat to the stability of the continent.